10:20.
I was doing the emergencies.
Oh, just the emergency items. I'm sorry. So let's go on to 10:23.
Accept a grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency Emergency Management Performance Grant Program in the amount of $385,027 for administering an integrated all-hazard emergency management program for the city.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, PBM applies for FEMA's Emergency Management Performance Grant Program every year, and it's been awarded to PBM every year since 2007. Funds are used to supplement bureau costs, pays for half the cost of three PBM positions, half the annual rent for PBM office space, half the cost of technology services for the Emergency Coordination Center, and half of the public alert housing contract. All funds received through the EMPG program will be provided on a reimbursable basis. We match 50% in the form of salary, benefits, materials, and services in the FY 2014-15 budget of PBM. And let's see, my talking points say that Carmen is here to answer any questions, but actually, given the hour, I'm not sure she was able to be here.
Yeah. Understood.
So are these new positions, or do you know if they're currently funded?
I think they're ongoing positions.
And is this a grant that we expect to continue to get at the cost of the annual rent for the office space? It's concerning to me that that's not part of the core general fund budget.
It is concerning to me too, but so we have gotten it for since 2007, so we need to cross our fingers and hope we continue to get it.
Okay.
I mean, the fact that PBM is so reliant on outside cash is a concern to us, but that's but so far, at least this grant we've been able to count on.
Yeah, that's something that you have brought to my attention this year, that the emergency management implementation and services is not well funded, and it's one of the best kept secrets because we've been so focused on transportation and housing and parks funding that emergency management needs to be up there too.
Thank you.
We do have, of course, an excellent new facility and had an exercise there yesterday that just demonstrates, you know, that we've made some investments that make sense, but your points sound nevertheless in terms of the ongoing operating costs. But
by the way, Mayor, there was a boil water notice yesterday.
Right.
Let's be clear, it was in Wood Village. Right. It was not in the city of Portland.
So and, noted.
We were delighted not to be holding a press conference announcing that yesterday at that same center.
Hear, hear. Anyone signed up to speak on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Okay, anyone want to speak? Roll call, then.
Novick.
My thanks to the federal government. Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay.